This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal and state regulators unleashed a slew of lawsuits and enforcement orders against Ocwen Financial Corporation, the large mortgage servicer aimed at curbing years of flagrant and repeated abuses. 22 state mortgage regulators filed orders to limit or freeze Ocwen's ability to acquire new mortgage loans. Cincinnati has sued Harbor Portfolio, saying the firm owes more than $360,000 in unpaid fines, fees, and violation notices, as well as failing to properly maintain dozens of homes. Negotiations for continued funding for the federal government are reportedly being held ransom to funding for the border wall, where the request has moved from $1.8 billion to $3 billion suddenly. Attorney General has sent threatening compliance letters to several cities over their sanctuary status, including New York City, State of California, both Chicago and Cook County, where the city is located, the cities of New Orleans, Philadelphia and Las Vegas, Miami-Dade, and Milwaukee. Before the Airline Deregulation Act of 1978, the government controlled airfares and routes, and airlines vied to differentiate themselves with meals and legroom. 64% of the general 18 and over population in the U.S. does not have a will as of 2016. Report by New America and Care.com put the average cost of child care in the U.S. at $16,514 per year. Democrat share of state legislative seats has shrunk to a level not seen since Warren G. Harding was president. Former President Bill Clinton averaged more than $200,000 per speech between 2001 and 2015. George W. Bush has reportedly paid $100,000 to $175,000 for each of his appearances. Lawyers say it's very common for companies to bury information about how employees can file confidential complaints and for employees to be completely unaware of the existence of hotlines. One candidate, Jean-Luc Mélenchon on the left in France, has sometimes beamed himself by hologram to address multiple cities at once at his rallies. He has used this internet access to bypass rules governing equal media exposure. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.